This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And that baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's a revolutionary act to spread the link. Newswars.com or Infowars.com. It's a revolutionary act to share our videos, take action. It's a revolutionary act to start your own show. Whatever you do, just get the word out. It's an info war. Student reports noose hung outside room. Turns out it's to be a lost shoelace. Meanwhile, the political correctness hysteria is intensifying. That's on newswars.com. Research, Islam now world's most common official state religion. Yeah, because they make it the state-run religion. They don't tolerate anybody. But we're just supposed to let that on in, you know? Like, I'm not joining a cult, man. You're not going to put me under it. Not going to happen. Lexi, calling from Austin, Texas. Thanks for holding, Lexi. I'm going to go to Ian, Josh, and others. Lexi.
No problem. Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, so I have kind of a theory, or I guess a question, of is this legit thinking? But everyone's looking into Mary Lou and her past, this and that, and
what about the brother? What about all the other brothers?
What about the brother? Yes, and I'm like, dude, they so could have done this together. And
oh, that brother is so suspicious. I've never seen someone so disingenuous. He just screams a weasel.
Absolutely, and he would be the crazier one to go through it, maybe even talk Stephen into it, and then before he leaves, he cuts those cameras, pops one in his brother, and leaves. And now he's on.
Well, I don't want to say that with any evidence, but obviously he's got four other brothers, family. They're all intertwined. If all this stuff we're hearing about the gun room secret and all this other stuff in the airplanes, and now he gave them all money, clearly they're all accomplice suspects. I'm not saying they're accomplices, but yeah, the FBI, the police, everybody should be basically in their business. They should already all been raided. They should all be searched. Focusing on the woman, I think, is a diversion.
Yeah, and the brother, Eric, I think is his name. He would have time to get on a plane because it's right there by the airport. Get back to Orlando before the morning. Where are his records of his
activity? Well, listen, there's other brothers. Here's the deal. We don't know that. Okay, I'm just saying the guy's squirrely. Maybe he just is super quirky. But I hear you, Lexi. Anything else? Lexi, you got any other points?
Oh, I didn't know if you were still there. No, that's really it. I just think, you know, his brother, there's more going on with him than we're getting knowledge of.
Certainly a fact, Lexi. Thank you. You're 100% right. I mean, the police say, guaranteed he had help. Well, what's the exact quote here? Did not act alone. Because there's no way that he acted alone and that they're looking into radicalization. Bingo. Let's go to Ian in Arizona. You're on the air, Ian.
Hello, Alex. Good to talk to you, man. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to go through a couple of quick points with you.
You know what? I didn't look at the clock. I apologize. You got to hold one more minute. Stay there, Ian. I'm going to come right back to you, finish up with Ian and Josh. I apologize, Ian. I didn't look at the clock right. We got a new clock. Things are a little bit different. I'm getting used to it. We're taking phone calls on our board here in Austin, Texas. But when we come back, we'll go right to Ian for a couple of minutes, and then Josh, then hand the baton to the one, the only, NoMoreFakeNews.com proprietor, John Rappaport. And remember, John Rappaport had that site 15 years ago. So we got the whole fake news wars going on right now. Well, he originally said no more fake news. And so the father of exposing fake news will be taking over. By the way, he's been emailing me. We've been talking. I've been too busy to get back with him. I need to. He's going to also start doing reporting for us in the field, on the East Coast, in the South. So that's going to be happening. So a yes to your plan, John. We need to get that going. So much more straight ahead.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. And congregating with two or more people outside of your homes will result in an immediate arrest of us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You know, it's really sad that so much of the information we popularize, globalism, deep state, martial law, new world order, vaccine death, black ops squads, false flag, is now just common vernacular. But I did all this knowing that historically, if somebody got the jump on the globalists, they'd fail. And then if people said, wait, you have an unelected planetary world government run by people that are anti-prosperity, who use medical tyranny to control us, why would we go along with this? Once you expose that globalism's real and the IMF and World Bank are real and the TPP's real and Congress can't see the secret agreements, people are going to say, no way! People said, oh, look, they're beating everybody up in Catalonia. Alex, you said they were going to break away. Look, now they're even breaking away more. It was like 80% wanted to break away. Now it's 95%, and the taxes aren't getting paid, and the cops are all getting thrown out of the hotels, and Catalonia is going to break even harder with Spain now. Just like Brexit, they pass it. Now they're trying to fight it. It'll be even stronger now. My parents were just in England and Scotland for 2.5 weeks. They were mobbed by listeners. People in France, last time they were there, would say, Jones, Jones, you know Jones, like Alex Jones? They all were his parents. Oh, that's it. I'm driving you around for 3 days for free while you're here. Wouldn't take money. Same thing happened to him in Greece. Same thing happened to him in England. And I'm not bragging about me, folks, but Nigel Farage said last time he was on that half the people that joined UKIP in the last decade were from my show. And that's just because we were the only thing that was actually covering UK news and telling them about the EU and broadcasting. Anybody could have done it. I was just one of the first to do it in electronic mass media effectively. I drool over all these new good-looking studios and really smart talk show hosts that get it. I want to be obsolete. Believe me, I don't want to be the one that gets the hostage rescue team call that they were inside the room with the Islamic stuff and all the rest of it, and have it all come out and be true. You think it's fun to be that right? You think it's fun to have them? And I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know this is real. And we're winning. We're winning. People like John Rappaport, 25 years ago, he was already out there fighting the globalists before I even got on air. And I didn't know he'd been on the air 5 years by the time I discovered him, like in 1996, doing TV interviews with, you know, with people like David Icke, you name it. He'd worked at, you know, for major networks, newspapers. He was aware from the inside. He went and exposed it. And so that's what's so exciting. This is our time now to come together and realize the truth. And all the panicking and all the pushing and all the freaking out is being done by the globalists because they're weak. John's taking over here in just one moment. I promised to finish up with Ian, but we had a caller, a lady that just called. From Texas, from Austin, and she was saying, why aren't they looking at the rest of his family and his four brothers, who act, I mean, the one brother acts completely disingenuous and classically weasel-like. He's beyond snake-like. The snake tries to be low cover and kind of calm, and this guy's like Pennywise or something, you know. Oh, no float, come down here. There's clowns and balloons, and there's horses and lions and tigers and bears, oh my, and there's elephants too. You're going to like it. Just get closer. And I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but everybody looks at him, changing his stories, flip-flopping. Here it is. They're wanting to take him into custody right now. This is just breaking. Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock's younger brother is wanted by cops. Oh, he's got warrants out for all this other stuff. Little petty stuff like speeding tickets and all this. But now they suddenly want him. Think so? He's incarnate weasel. He's half weasel, half fox, half fruit bat. Yes, I know, you can't be three halves. That's a joke, folks. They actually have pieces where they think when I make the man, bear, pig joke, they go, Jones really believes that things can have three halves. No, it's called satire. But they've actually had pieces on that, on the Young Turks, saying, I don't know that. You see, preying on their audience so they can feel official and powerful. But let's go to Ian in Arizona. Thanks for holding. Go ahead and make your point, sir.
I just want to say again, thanks, Alex, for everything you do, long-time listener. I am an African-American Trump supporter, and I appreciate that we have a channel to watch, man, because with all the fake news going on, it's, you know, it's hard to get through the lies. But anyways, the point I wanted to get past was, first, quick point, Jimmy Kimmel. I think it's pretty ironic with all the propaganda he's pushing that his actual, and I think a lot of people know this, his actual recording studio is an old Masonic building. And I'm not trying to demonize all Masons, but we do know that there are secret societies. So I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, he records all these videos and says all this propaganda outside of an old Masonic building.
Absolutely. Well, he plays dumb. Well, I know people that know him. He's been into guns. He reportedly told people he likes me like 5 years ago. I mean, I know people used to co-host The Man Show with him and stuff. He is a political whore now, trying to take my rights and your rights, and that's why I'm going after him. How dare him say we're involved in dirty business as gun owners when he's got private security and owns guns? He's a hypocrite to boot. He could have his views if he didn't have all those guns and bodyguards. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. Other thing I want to say was two more points. The other thing, the other caller said something about Steve Pachinik. I like him. He says some good stuff tactically sometimes, but I was wondering the same thing, if maybe he was still kind of connected a little more to the CIA than we might like. I mean, I know that you have connections with the CIA, like not like that, but people that you talk to that you can get information from. You've got connections from everywhere. That's what you do. You're a journalist. You're a researcher.
Sure, well, let's be clear. The CIA is a giant, sprawling secret government. It's the biggest part of it. It's been around since 47, parts of it before that. It's a whole bunch of different factions. Some would say seven different factions, whatever. So, of course, Pachinik, he never get out of it at that level. He used to run major operations. And I never know what weirdness he's involved in. He's a really smart guy. He's done a lot of good stuff. But also, I've seen the videos. It's ridiculous to say those people weren't actually shot. And you got to ask what's going on. And I have seen him flip-flop and, you know, do some things lately about the generals taking over and how it's bad and how they've gone too far. And then a week later, he admonishes me and saying there's no problem. And I think a lot of it is people, you know, have folks grab him by his short hairs and let him know his boss. Me, I'm a kamikaze. I don't care what the threats come through, what goes on. People never even hear about it. I just say, do whatever you're going to do. I'm not stopping. So, you know, we'll just see who's a bigger man at the end of the day. And I'm not saying he sold out or anything. I just know he's smart and knows that that's not accurate. But I don't want to get off into him. Maybe I'll have him on in a few days about he'll just blow up and, you know, have something. I mean, look, he's entitled to his opinion. I have mine. Anything else, Ian?
Oh, yeah. The last thing I want to say was that I also believe that we really need to. And I say this because how far we're going. And I mean, I still love that you do news every day. I watch you every day. I started off watching your documentaries. But I really do think we need to look back at some of the things that the people have put out, like the Tex Mars and even the William Coopers. I know you guys had your beat back in the days, but I feel like we have to look back to the times of what happened.
I totally agree. I already told Rob Dew. No, he told me, and I was already thinking it the same day, we need to get back to all the basics, cover each area, vaccines, electromagnetic radiation, the occult, the different power structures. I totally agree. Thank you so much. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and hand the baton to NoMoreFakeNews.com proprietor, and we are going to let him get to all the news he's got to cover, but just listen briefly. take what you're bringing up there just about like William Cooper. I had no beef with William Cooper. I understood how talk radio worked. He was a shortwave guy. I was also on shortwave, but also AM and FM stations. And so he started fights with me and criticized me and talked bad about me, I guess because he thought I was competition. And I thought it was funny because I knew that other talk show hosts would start fights with the other one, but if you didn't respond, you would just get their audience. So, see, Cooper didn't have other talk show hosts on. You know, rest in peace. Did a lot of good work. Great talk show host. I have everybody on. I had Gavin McGinnis on, and you know, they have a direct CRTV, you know, that would see itself as a competitor. You don't see those shows having me on. You don't see all the other outfits having me on, or Breitbart, because they're all about they're in charge. They control the conservative movement. I'm just about winning and defeating the globalists. So I'm not in all that. I'm not involved in that. The only other guy that's like that is Matt Drudge. He's promoting everybody to win the fight because we're in a serious battle. All right, John Rappaport, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Strange days are here, my friend. Strange days have found us. It's John Rappaport with NoMoreFakeNews.com. We got another caller here that I'm sure Rappaport will want to take in the next segment. Josh says, CNN interview looks like green screen. CNN's been caught faking locations since the Gulf War and admits it. I mean, Brian Williams is on NBC still telling us to turn our guns in when he's fabricated more than 30 stories completely. He said he got shot down by an RPG with a helicopter. In a helicopter. I'm turning this over to John Rappaport. And I appreciate him letting me come into part of his hour. I'm pretty wound up here, and I want to invite him back on anytime he wants, by the way, with David Knight or Owen Schroyer. It's coming up in about 40 minutes. But just briefly, when I sit here and carp and harp and just say, we're under attack, we're the tip of the spear, we're really big, we're affecting the world, we're changing everything. I mean, it's really happening. And so just know we need your hopes, your prayers, your support, your financial support. Plus, we got products you really need. And this is just the plug for the hour. Brainforce had sold out. It was sold out for months. I doubled the order. But I want people that are on the fence and haven't tried this nootropic yet to find out why it's an amazing product. The very best science technology out there at the lowest price. Thousands of reviews, 4.8 stars, unprecedented. 5,000 plus reviews. Blow that up. My eyes may be failing. They're not 20/20 like they used to be. Blow it up a little bit more. You know, the star reviews right there. Yeah, 5,139 of 4.6 reviews. So that's third-party sites. It's 50% off. We didn't raise the price and lower it. It's 50% off the regular price. A loss leader, if you sign up for auto ship, again, an additional 10% off. Then there's free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com as well on orders, $50 or more. But your support is so vital. The Caveman specials are going to end soon. The Secret 12 specials are about to end. This is our new special. We'll be running for a week or so. Take advantage of it today. And thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, John Rappaport, I'm going to be listening to you. Thank you so much. Take over.
Thank you, Alex, as always. Wow. What a week. What a week. Where do we start? Vegas. Stephen Paddock. The Patsy. Is that right? Is he a Patsy? 23 weapons, they say, found in his hotel suite at the Mandalay. 23 weapons, okay? Now, this is not just some guy who happened to wander into a casino once in a while. He was very well known. High-stakes gambler, you bet. The hotels know people like that. They understand. So you're telling me that he's lugging suitcase after suitcase of steel, heavy weight, up to his suite, and nobody is taking notes. They're saying, well, maybe it's all cash. You know, maybe he's bringing in $50 million and he needs a lot of suitcases. So let's make sure we comp him. This, from the city where in any big casino, a pit boss down on the floor, or an eye in the sky can look down at a blackjack table and spot a card counter. That's not somebody doing sleight of hand. That's somebody doing mental tricks in his skull using formula, algorithms based on the cards that have been played to know which bets to place. And they can spot a card counter and they can throw them out of the casino. But you see, in the case of Stephen Paddock, they just couldn't notice this guy coming in and out with suitcases that were quite heavy. Just couldn't do it. Nobody could figure that out. Nobody noticed it. And on top of that, of course, he would never need all these weapons for anything. He just brought them up there for show, or for what reason, we don't know, including, what was it, 12 rifles, most of them modified. I mean, come on. Come on. And he's planning this operation for, we're told, for at least months, leading a secret life for years. So here's a guy who, it turns out, is not just, as his brother said, he's just a guy that likes burritos and he lives near Vegas. No, he's a real estate investor, millionaire, can do anything he wants in the world. But he decides that he's going to plan a long-term operation to kill unknown numbers of people, large numbers of people, that is going to result, certainly, in his own death. So this is a long-term plan by suicide. I'm just giving you the unbelievable things that we're supposed to be accepting here.
The official story is unbelievable. And again, Vegas searches everybody's bags. Once you go in your room and you leave for the first time, it's a not publicized fact, but it's done. Most other hotels do it too. 5 days. Why are they lying about him being there 5 days, not three? That's now confirmed. We broke that with the receipts. I mean, this whole thing, I know you always just lay out the facts here, John, but it's too riveting. You're right. The official's unbelievable. Then the hotel's owned by jihadi-connected groups that give money to Soros. It goes on and on. It gets crazier. There's a threat fusion center next door. What, at your gut level, do you think this is? I think he's a patsy. I agree.
Yeah. I think that the room, the suite in the hotel was staged as a prop for a photo op for, okay, this is the guy, he was the only one, he did it. And whether or not he actually fired weapons himself, he was not the only shooter. And what we're really talking about in the big picture, as always in these events, we got to take the guns away from everybody, despite the fact that, you know, whether the weapon was legal or illegal, banned or whatever that the supposed shooter used, you've got to take the guns away from the people who don't commit crimes at all, and that's really going to solve the problem, while the criminals and terrorists, of course, get the guns anyway. We know that scenario. And then on top of this, the other big-time agenda is surveillance state, stepping that up, ramping that up, because now they can say, well, now we're sure that nobody is safe at any time.
Sure, everybody's got to wear a body camera. That's the only thing that will stop this, because we let him lug, you know, an armored fortress of weapons up there. So because we didn't do our jobs, now all of you have to lose even more of your rights here in the police state.
Exactly. And this is not just going to be America. This is global. And so you point to this event. Well, what are you going to do? If you go to a public restroom and a gas station, there'll be a metal detector before it. I mean, you know, that's what they're
aiming. That's right. Trillions of dollars will be made by the whole securities infrastructure off of this. There's your motive right there. What about the target? Because I'm picking your brain. We're going to break here. What about the target, John Rappaport, this group of flyover country Trump supporters?
No question about it. I mean, you know, you've always got to look at the target, even though, of course, the mainstream people are avoiding that at all costs.
Gee, motive, the target. Don't look at the target.
Yeah. Don't look at the target. Let's see. There's Trump supporters, conservatives, gun owners, Americana people who are just there for a good time to enjoy themselves peacefully. We don't want to think about that. No.
He's John Rappaport with NoMoreFakeNews.com, hosting for InfoWars. And I love it when he hosts the show, so I'm going to punch out of here. I'm leaving the room, so I don't jump in. It's almost like I have my own network or something. I'm crazy. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Have you shared those links? Because the globalists hate it when you do.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other super food ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
It's John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour before I continue the Stephen Paddock saga. Don't forget the products you buy at InfoWars help support the InfoWar. That's the whole deal, back and forth. you get good products for your health. You support the effort against insanity to restore sanity to the world. Brain Force Plus Supercharged Special. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's for limited time on the very popular Nootropic Brain Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the highest rated and best selling formulas ever. Boosts the mind, the thinking process. If you're stocking up, trying it for the first time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the great savings. That's the 360 win. You get a super high quality formula. You help the InfoWars team fight back against the mainstream media. InfoWarsStore.com, Brain Force Plus for 50% off while it's still in stock today. All right. Shots fired in the Bellagio Hotel, not the Mandalay Bay, the Bellagio Hotel. Yesterday at No More Fake News, I put up a video. This was a personal video on a cell phone shot by a guest at the Bellagio on the night of the shooting at the concert. She is walking around in the lobby with her husband for 6 minutes plus, talking and showing lots and lots of people standing in the lobby of the Bellagio Hotel. She is saying shots were fired through the glass at the front door of the Bellagio, that the hotel is on lockdown, and no one's allowed on the casino floor. And there are many, many people standing around in the wake of all of this in the lobby that she is filming, taping, recording on her cell phone. What are we to believe? What do you say? Well, I can tell you this. Soon after I posted the video at No More Fake News, YouTube took it down. Took it down. On what basis? Well, let's see. It could be the truth, therefore it's disturbing, therefore we have to take it down. It was filmed inside a casino in Vegas, therefore we have to take it down. It was filmed by a woman and her husband. We don't like that anymore. What are we talking about here? We found another link. We reposted. I had two separate other reports from people stating the same thing. Shots fired at the Bellagio Hotel. Why is this important? Well, obviously it's important. On the same night as the concert shooting below the Mandalay Bay. So now we really would be talking about multiple shooters. We would be talking about a lot of that, not simply one. And of course, as Alex pointed out, I think in the last hour, there's all manner of police audio from the night of the concert shooting talking about multiple shooters. Not just one cop, several cops, back and forth, multiple shooters. Different floors of the Mandalay Bay. We have that. We have the now famous taxicab video of the woman taxicab driver parked outside the Mandalay Bay Hotel, waiting in line and noticing that nobody is there. What's happening inside the hotel? She hears shots fired. You can hear them. Yes, there are echo effects. And yes, there's a bounce back and forth, but you can also hear separate weapons being fired. It's obvious they're not the same weapons. That also suggests that in any kind of serious investigation, multiple shooters would be at the front of the list. These are important factors because they all point to not only mainstream media lying, and the authorities that are supposedly investigating this horrific crime lying, but it also points to agenda. And as I said in the last segment, of course, it's take the guns away, but it's also more surveillance state, bigger and higher and deeper. All the hotels are now going to have metal detectors. And then it's also the agenda of, well, gee, I don't think we should go to the football game this weekend, honey. You know, it's outdoors, 60,000 people, and, you know, I'm not sure. Why don't we just get the so-and-so NFL package and stay at home and watch it on the big screen? And more and more people, I'm not just particularly talking about the NFL, because they have their own problems, but any public event of any size, if more and more people can be convinced to stay away from malls, from sporting events, from theaters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, what happens to the economy? Agenda, 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 more and more and more. So what happened in Vegas feeds directly into this agenda. In fact, you can start looking up names like Sheldon Adelson and Michael Chertoff, and you can see where perhaps these gentlemen would profit significantly from enhanced security, backscatter x-ray machines, and who knows what other kinds of detectors. Check it out for yourself. Agenda, agenda, agenda. Globalism, globalism, globalism. Because what is the key to globalist society in their plans, in their imagery? Suppression of the population. Keep them down. Keep them in fear. We will protect you. You must rely on us. We must put in a police state and a surveillance state, and then everything is going to be okay. And just to make sure, we, the globalists, will enact, fund, back, covertly stage all manner of horrific events to make sure that you are afraid, that you continue to be afraid, that you cower in the dark, and that you pay allegiance to us because ultimately we are the only protection that you have. So this is a very significant event in Sin City, Vegas. And as more and more evidence gathers that this is not the event that the media are painting, not in any case, that it's looking more and more like the hotel suite at the Mandalay Bay, where Stephen Pollock, Paddock was staying, is a stage prop. That all the weapons there, he could never use, never use. But they make a terrific presentation for the people who want to take guns away. You see, this is what you get when you allow people to have guns. This is what you get. This was not a guy with just one gun. This was a guy with a gigantic suite full of guns. Getting the message? Getting the message? And so when I say, how did this guy get all these suitcases with 23 weapons up to his hotel suite in a city where the surveillance never quits? That's a key question, because we're talking about a staged event and a prop, a photo op. So there isn't any way that we could easily say, well, no problem, he just keeps taking stuff up and down. Sure he does. A well-known high-stakes gambler in Vegas, right, who shows up and plays some kind of supposedly fantastic video poker for $100,000, and he's just lugging weapons up to his room and there's no problem? John Rappaport. We will be back on InfoWars after the break.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42. 4424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
John Rappaport here in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex. We're talking about Vegas, baby. We're talking about the globalist agenda. We're talking about stage props. We're talking about Patsy, the setup. You know, there are people out there that just can't grasp it. They can't grasp the big globalist agenda. And they can't grasp the idea that these operations can be complicated. In other words, how you set up the patsy, how you profile and choose the patsy, how you recruit the patsy, how you get somebody involved. And then the house comes crashing down on their heads and you're free and clear. Gone. Gone with the wind. People don't think this actually happens. They don't think it's possible. But if they spent a few hours looking into the assassination of JFK or his brother Bobby or Martin Luther King, they would soon see that it's not only possible, but it happens all the time. In the case of the 1968 assassination of Bobby Kennedy at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, Kennedy, who was running for president, was gaining in the polls. Bobby walks into the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel after his speech is over, and he's shot and killed. And all of a sudden, this prime candidate for presidency, his murder is being investigated by who? The FBI? Absolutely not. A special unit is set up inside the notoriously corrupt LAPD called Special Unit Senator, S-U-S, to investigate the crime. And what do they discover and not say and bury and try to bury forever? That the shots that killed Bobby Kennedy came from behind him in the kitchen, and the presumed assassin, who eventually confessed and is still in prison, Sirhan Sirhan, had a gun, was standing in front of Bobby Kennedy, and therefore could never have fired the shots that killed him, because those shots came from behind. And not only that, the number of shots fired in the kitchen at the Ambassador Hotel were more than were contained in the clip of the gun that Sirhan Sirhan was holding in his hand. That's a slam dunk. That's a patsy. That's the way it's done. That explains a great deal of modern American history, as it turns out, if you look at these events. But it was all swept under the carpet and suppressed until researchers began coming out with the truth and the books and the evidence, and it piled up higher and higher and higher until that special unit senator at LAPD sank to high heaven. But nothing changed. The patsy was the patsy. And the public, well, he must have been the guy. After all, the evidence must have been overwhelming. No, the evidence wasn't overwhelming. It never was overwhelming. It was nowhere to begin with. That's the way it is. And so as we see the leaking of more and more information in the Vegas shooter case about this guy and his life and his background, yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to plan this incredible event where I'm going to kill all these people in about 6 months and maybe a year. I'm really going to work it out so that the final, as the curtain falls, it's going to be my suicide by cop. Mm-hmm. That's what I really want. I'm a millionaire, retired real estate investor. Could do anything I want to. But this is really what I want to do. Sure. Now, does that kind of thing ever happen? Yes, it could. But, I mean, if you're a serious investigator in this case, you aren't going to accept that at face value. Are you kidding? That this would be the guy to plan all this and carry it out for the purpose of suiciding himself by cop? Are you serious? Okay, he was taking Valium. Yes, we know that in certain people that causes more aggressive behavior, impulsively aggressive. That's not the same thing as a long-range plan to cause tremendous human destruction, at the end of which he is killed by the cops. Now, some stories are now saying, well, he had an escape plan, hatched. It just didn't work out. Oh, sure. Are you kidding me? This guy, if he had ever managed to escape that suite, would have been hunted down for the rest of his life. That's the existence that he wanted? That would have ended with his being killed or put in chains and dragged back. I don't think so. Makes no sense. It certainly doesn't make enough sense to say,
We bow down to the major corporation media. We accept whatever you say. If you say it was a lone shooter, it had to be a lone shooter. No question about it. We don't want to listen to the police video, audio of multiple shooters being reported by multiple cops. We don't want to listen to the audio of the taxi cab video out in front of the Mandalay Hotel that shows multiple weapons being used, despite the echo effects. No, we don't want to know any of that. All we want to know is what does media, major media, tell us that we will obey? Really? That seesaw is really flopping over, folks. There is now a huge rising tsunami of people that don't buy in, do not buy in to these police press conferences forever. Well, yes, it looks like he, you know, probably had help. Yes, okay, we'll go with that now. Yes, okay. We're on the case. We're determining the motive. We may never find out the motive, but, you know, what could make this man so sick? And No. What about the multiple shooters? How about telling us once and for all the actual gun that Paddock supposedly was using, or the guns in the broken windows in the Mandalay? What about shooters on the ground? That's a subject I don't have time to get into and in depth here. But what about that possibility? Shooters at the concert on the ground. And I'll give you a for instance. Here it is. Go look at all the video you could find of the melee and the confusion and the chaos on the ground at the concert. And tell me how many bullet ricochets you hear. Understand what that is? A bounce from a high-powered weapon. Because with all of the rounds purportedly fired down at the crowd, surely, in the video taken at ground level, you would hear not just a few, but many, 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 many ricochets. Tremendous thuds as bullets hit solid objects and perhaps other sounds, mining sounds and bouncing sounds, all kinds of sounds. Where are they? Where are they? If all the shots were really fired from the Mandalay Bay Hotel. What about other shooters with, say, silenced weapons at ground level? What about that? Well, he's just speculating. No, no, because where are all the ricochet sounds that you should be hearing but aren't? That's not speculation, folks. You see what I'm driving at? I'm driving at what every reporter who's ever looked into one of these events is saying, which is, how about an actual, real, honest investigation that looks where it should look, such as where I just described? What about that? Why can't we have that? Why not? Why not? It's a vastly legitimate question. And the point that I just made about the ricochets is one that you ought to think about. Because if this was legit video taken at the legit concert on the ground, that's what you would be hearing in profusion. We've reached the end of the line here for today's show. This is John Rappaport for InfoWars. I appreciate your time and your attention. Stay with us. See you next time.
A
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid.